Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the program, This Week in America, coast to coast, online, of course, at thisweekinamerica.us. Join Steve and Nicole as he recounts his many work experiences, first by bartending, then climbing up the hospitality industry while living and seeing things in far-off places, in his memoir, How I Took a Bartending Course and Traveled for 17 Years, a Nomadic Lifestyle, where in each chapter, Stephen talks about how he manages to find these jobs and lands on his feet somehow with barely any money. Stephen spent 38 years in the hospitality industry before retiring at 58 years of age. Presently 60 years old, married, two boys, devotes his time to writing and spending more time with the family. He's a speaker as well, loves to talk about his travels and why it is important. And right now, he's in the process of writing his second book, picking up where the critically acclaimed How I Took a Bartending Course and Traveled for 17 Years left off. And author Stephen Nicole, our guest on This Week in America. Stephen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Rick. It's very exciting.
Well, it's fun having you here, and got so many things to talk about during the course of the program today. But let's go back to writing the book. You've had these experiences. You've got great stories, but there's a message with that as well, about setting goals and following things and setting up your life, that come out very clearly in the book. Why did you decide to write the book? What made you decide to write this book?
Well, all through those years, Rick, I traveled alone. And for a great many number of years afterwards, in 1996, when I got married and settled down, I had all these travels in my head. And I wanted to release them because, you know, it's very hard to talk about something that's lasted 17 years to anybody sitting on the couch. So I thought I'd put it into words. And, you know, it's a great idea, too, because I thought about it after. And many people are looking on Ancestry.com wondering what their grandparents did. And so I decided to write a book and release all those thoughts. It was kind of like a very cathartic for me. And so now I don't think about it anymore because I put it in print.
Well, it's there for everybody to read and enjoy, and there's entertainment value there in reading the stories. There are also messages in Stephen's book. The book is How I Took a Bartending Course and Traveled for 17 Years. Stephen's website is stephennicole.com, and that's N-I-C-O-L-L-E. Books at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places. We'll have those up on our website. Let's go back to what I think it's 1979. You decide to take a bartending course. And who even knew back then there was a bartending course? What was the motivation in taking this course?
Well, you know, Rick, at the time, you know, I only had high school. And when I graduated out of high school, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went from job to job to job. And I spent some time in Europe. I went on a 6-week trip to Europe. And I traveled around a little bit. I was lucky that my stepfather had some air passes. He worked for Air Canada. So I was able to fly around whenever I wanted until I was 21. And so while I was changing jobs here and there and there and there, one night, by chance, I picked up an evening newspaper. And there was a bartending course advertised at McGill University in Montreal. And I thought, well, you know what? Sounds like fun. I might meet some girls. You know, I like to have a beer or two anyway. So I thought I'd sign up for the course and see, you know, what might happen. So I signed up for the course. It was like $48. It was like 5 weeks, 5 Thursdays for about 4 hours, 3 hours. And all we did was make drinks, take notes. And I found out I was pretty good at it. So it was kind of fluky because had I not looked at the paper that night,
yes,
you know, it's like, you know, serendipity, you know, it's like, you know, I wouldn't have taken a bartending course and my life would not have gone the way it did.
Were there expectations other than meeting chicks and having a few free drinks when you took the course? And I say that because this led to, well, 17 years of travel. Yeah. Did you think that was going to, I'm going to take this course and I bet I could go to Morocco and be a bartender. I could travel wherever I want to. So you just did this, not even understanding what was this whole chapter, almost 2 decades of your life was going to begin.
Exactly. You know, I took the course and all I was thinking about was like, just seeing what it was. And I found that I was pretty good at it. I used to buy a bunch of liquor and try different drinks out of my mother because she had tried different cocktails more than I had. And I found that I was pretty good at it. But, you know, as it turned out, you know, I got a job after, soon after. I was like a bar boy at the discotheque. And I kind of liked the atmosphere, too. It was like I was athletic and, you know, it was fast moving behind the bar. And, you know, I could see the bartenders. They were making some good money as well. And back then it was the disco era, you know. So, you know, it was a good time to be in nightclubs and all that at the time as well.
With us on the program, Stephen Nicole. His website, stephennicole.com. Nicole is N-I-C-O-L-L-E. The book is How I Took a Bartending Course and Traveled for 17 Years. So many fascinating aspects of that. I'm going to go back to this course. How does the bartending course differ from a regular course? I mean, it was compressed in time. How did it work?
Well, basically, you know, and I taught bartending for a while, just a few years ago. And what I find, same thing happened to me when I took the bartending course, is you take the course and you try the drinks and everything, but really it's a job that you learn from doing it. You know, it's not like you take a math course, you learn all these formulas and you teach it to somebody else, or you go to a job and you use them. This was actual, when you're dealing with people, the only way you get experience is by dealing with people, like greeting them and making their drinks and so on and so forth. That you don't get in a class. But that's the most important thing about bartending or any service industry, is that you got to be in front of the people and you got to practice not being shy. And at the time, I was a little bit socially awkward. So for me, it was good to be behind the bar and get practice being social, improving my social skills. No. So that you never learned in a bartending course. The only thing the bartending course does is give you knowledge on how to make some basic cocktails.
Well, and you've talked about that. You think like, okay, and you say you thought you were good at it, and obviously you were. You did very well for 17 years in traveling. If somebody thinks, okay, I can make a drink, I could be a good bartender, it's not quite that simple, is it? You talk about the truth comes when it's your time in front of strangers with pressure to make these drinks and to make them properly.
And when you're really busy too.
Yes.
And you know what? People will be people. There's some, you know, like there's a lot of great people out there, but you get the people who complain too. And you got to be able to, or people who, you know, are difficult, you know. I always like working in a busy place because that way you wouldn't engage in too much conversation with anyone. You know, you see those pictures of in movies where the guy's sitting at the bar and he's talking to the bartender and he's the only one at the bar. I couldn't stand that. I mean, I wanted to be where the action was, you know.
Well, and you talk about that, and that's interesting. You're talking to this guy at the bar who's there by himself. If you're there by yourself talking to him, you're not making any money that day, are you?
No, like, exactly right. And also as well, you know, even if there's nothing to do, there's always cleaning or, you know, getting ready for the next night or whatever. And if you're talking to somebody, you don't want to be rude and ignore them. Well, but at the same time, you got to make a break. You know, you got to say, well, you know, my food's in the back. I'm going to grab a quick bite or something like that just to get away.
Well, it's so many great stories in the book, How I Took a Bartending Course and Traveled for 17 Years. Stephen Nicole, our guest on the program. His website, stephennicole.com, Author Reputation Press, a place you can find the book at Amazon as well. And this is something, you can take this job anywhere. Liquor is sort of what an international language. You can go anywhere. When did you decide, you know, I'm here in Quebec now working. I could maybe travel the world because I've got a skill that people want wherever I go.
And you know what? Even early on, I wasn't thinking of traveling as much, but you know, you remember 1982, there was that big recession.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And, you know, interest rates skyrocketed and you know, things weren't very good. And you know, you'd look at the want ads 1 week and there'd be tons of jobs. And then once a recession hit, places closed down like crazy and there was no jobs. And so that's when I was living in Toronto, I decided, you know what? I can't afford to pay my car insurance all in one lump sum this time. I got to pay it monthly. Something's wrong here. And I took off and went out west. I got a job out west in the Rockies, and that's where it all began, because then I started meeting people that in the industry that had traveled around a little bit, and I met people from who were visiting from other countries, and then I thought, you know what, this sounds like a great idea. You know, I'm going to, you know, look into traveling a little bit more. And then, of course, I ran into people that told me to do this or suggested I do that. And you know, I was a guy who had no fear. I said, yeah, let's do it. I'm going to try for it. So I ended up working in England a couple of times. And I got a job through a exchange between Canada and Switzerland. I ended up working in a beautiful resort there in Switzerland for a couple of years. And then, of course, the cruise ships, which was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Do you ever stop and look around and go, I can't believe I'm doing this?
Yeah.
This is my life.
Yeah. I remember one voyage, 1 6-month contract I had. I worked on two different ships. I saw about 25 different countries. It was amazing.
And you ran into some celebrities as well. Talk about Prince Philip.
Yeah. Prince Philip. Yeah. I was working in Switzerland. I think it was 1988 or 89, one of those 2 years. And the World Wildlife Federation was taking place in our hotel. They were, you know, the Emperor of Japan and all these people were there. And Prince Philip arrived, and he was one of the people who was in charge of the, at the time, World Wildlife Federation. And, you know, the hotel manager said, hey, you know, the Prince Philip's here. Can you help him with his bags? And so with all the security around and everything, I was carrying up the bags to the third floor. And I could go in the room, of course, because it was security. And then during that night there, I served him a beer and some dinner. And, yeah, you know, he didn't say much. You know, I think he had a beer and, you know, ate his food and, you know, was talking with other people. But that was an example of, you know, some of the people I met. I remember doing a... I worked at the University Club of Montreal, and Pierre Trudeau, a former Prime Minister of Canada,
yes,
he was a member of the club, and he had just finished being Prime Minister. And I did a house party for him when he joined the law firm of one of the members there. And the guy come up to me, he says, "Oh, we got a special guest this evening, Prime Minister Trudeau, or former Prime Minister. He's joining our law firm today. It's going to be announced in the papers tomorrow." And so he came in, and he was very friendly, and, you know, served him a Perrier. He had Perrier.
Oh, okay.
That's all he had, you know. Too bad he didn't get sloshed or anything. That would have been a better story.
We had a great story that you could sell to the tabloids up in Canada after going through something like that. Did you have a signature drink?
Oh, yeah. I had a martini. I think every bartender should know how to make a good martini. So I used to work at a stool bar in the Bristol Place Hotel around Toronto Airport back in 1981. And there was a lot of martinis I made there. And, you know, you'd have the cocktail glass in the fridge. You'd fill the glass shaker full of shaved ice. You know, you'd add the gin, add a couple drops of vermouth, so you call it a martini. You stir it. And then let it sit a bit, take the glass out, put three olives on, because two's supposed to be bad luck. And one is not enough. So you got to make sure you got three olives. And then you'd strain that martini in that frosted glass. And boy, you know, 3-ounce martini, you know, those were the days of those businessman lunches.
Oh, yes,
you know?
Yes.
And they used to have those martinis one after the other.
That had to be boom time for you guys, because they would come in, and if people don't remember, I mean, these were deductible. They'd spend 2, 3, 4 hours. They'd get drinks, a big meal every day. I'm painting a rather rosy picture of what it was like. Was that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, nowadays, you know, like you said, now, you know, companies have cut back. People don't drink as much. You know, the boom days were in the, you know, 70s, 60s, well, before my time, but 70s, 80s, early 90s. And then, you know, companies started to cut back, and, you know, the health craze came, and people were watching what they ate and what they drank and what they consumed. But back then it was like, you know, rusty nails, stingers, stuff like that.
Well, is that one of the things that's interesting? It's not like you're a bartender and you pull out this recipe and you follow this. I would assume there's some creativity involved in this. And I would assume in talking to you, you had a little creative flair with the drinks you were creating.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a little bit of showmanship,
Yes.
You got to be confident, first of all, behind the bar, because, people who come to the bar generally, well, they were all older than I was. And at the time, and different business people, and I worked at a lot of private clubs early on too, as well. Which, back then, it was all men waiters. Nowadays, you see a lot of women who are waiters, and they're great. But back when I started, you start off as a bar boy, and you moved your way up, and you work with 30-year veterans from Europe who immigrated over here and brought their trade over from the old country as waiters. And it was like the Gary Nall, the flambé beside the table and everything else. That's about when I started. But nowadays, you don't see any of that. So the industry's changed a little bit. In Europe, you see it. But here in America, it's a little bit, fast food. People used to go out and celebrate an event when they used to go out and eat. They used to go, like my parents used to, we used to go out maybe once a month or once every couple of weeks, if that. But nowadays, everybody goes out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it's not really an event. People just don't cook anymore, I don't think.
No, it's an event when you have a family meal at home.
Yeah.
So that becomes a little out of the ordinary. A few minutes left in the program. If somebody is listening going, I never thought about that. I think that would be fun, and I could use that skill basically anywhere to travel. When you look at bartending today, when you look at the hospitality industry, what opportunities do you see? Would you recommend to somebody to follow a path similar to what you did?
Well, what I would do, what I would suggest, and I learned this later on, of course, but I would, if you wanted to make the hospitality industry a career, yes, bartending's one aspect to it, but keep on improving yourself. I got a sommelier certificate after, I was maitre d' on the cruise ships. Don't just stay with bartending, move all the way up, get into management. And what I suggest any young person to do is check out the hotel schools in Switzerland. Go there for a couple of years. It's like going to university here. Same thing. You get your, you learn a couple languages. You learn everything about food and beverage. And after you graduate out of a Swiss hotel school, you could write your own ticket to anywhere in the world you want to work. You want to work in Dubai? There you go. You want to work in South America, you want to work in Spain, you want to work anywhere. Just know the language. So go somewhere, learn a couple languages, learn Spanish, learn German or Italian, French, of course.
Yes.
French. And then go to a hotel school, go to one in Switzerland or France, learn everything you can. And then after, when you graduate, I tell you, it's the easiest passport you'll ever get.
Yeah, just amazing, the stories in the book, and we don't have time to even begin to touch the surface, so I recommend you pick up a copy. How I Took a Bartending Course and Traveled for 17 Years, Stephen Nicole, and Nicole is N-I-C-O-L-L-E, his website, stephennicole.com. Book available also at authorreputationpress.com, at Amazon. You can link onto our website and get link on directly to information on Stephen's book. I mentioned in the beginning working on book number 2. Talk about that. When will that be out, do you think?
Well, it's going to be out. I'm going to finish within 6 months, I'd say. But it's a little bit more different than traveling around for 17 years, because now I'm married and, I went through a lot of jobs. I had businesses going on, and then I had, I went through a lot of restaurant jobs and everything else, because nothing was the same as what it was like before. And I guess, getting used to that was difficult for me.
Well, it's a really fascinating book and opens a lot of eyes on a number of different levels. It was so much fun having Stephen with us on the program. When you finish book number two, let us know. We'd love to have you back on the show. Thank you. We, again, couldn't begin to touch the surface of the book, but it's been fun having you here. Stephen, thank you for joining us on the program.
It's been great, Rick. Thanks for having me.
A lot of fun. And the book, a great read, How I Took a Bartending Course and Traveled for 17 Years. Stephen Nicole, website stephennicole.com, N-I-C-O-L-L-E.com. Also at authorreputationpress.com. And information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.